West Charlotte High School's band director got a call Monday asking if the band could play a gig on short notice. The gig? Entertaining a long line of people waiting to see the Vice President of the United States. After the band played outside, Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox was the first speaker inside the Fillmore.
So in 2008, our city helped turn North Carolina blue, right? Right? In 2012, I'm asking you to do something real simple, and that's get out and let's work harder this year than we did in 2008.
12th District Congressman Mel Watt took the stage next. He emphasized a major point from the president's re-election campaign.
Now the real work begins, and what happens on October 18th? Early voting!
Early voting in 2008 gave then-Senator Obama a comfortable lead in North Carolina over Senator John McCain heading into Election Day. Many people at the Fillmore say they plan to vote early for Mr. Obama again. The crowd tried out another chant, too, fired up, ready for Joe. That's a spinoff of a rallying cry for the president's re-election campaign, fired up, ready to go. Biden took the stage about an hour late because thunderstorms delayed his flight.
It's great to be back in Charlotte. You all put on a heck of a convention. Congratulations.
In his speech, Biden says Republicans have acknowledged the president was handed an economy in crisis when he took office. But the vice president says the Republicans talk about the Great Recession as if it just sort of fell out of the sky in 2008.
As my little 7-year-old granddaughter would say, did Casper the ghost do it? I mean, who dropped it all here? It was their policies. It was what they voted for. It's what they supported.
The vice president also talked about what Mr. Obama's administration has done, like ending the war in Iraq and winding down the one in Afghanistan, as well as passing the health care law and keeping interest rates low on student loans. Outside the Fillmore after the speech, UNC Charlotte student Rachel Foster says Biden and Mr. Obama have her support.
They care about student loans. I love that because I'm one of them. I have student loans. Helps a lot.
Dick Robbins and his wife also plan to vote for the president and vice president. They're from Mint Hill, and Dick says he's always been a fan of Biden.
He relates to us. You know, he lost his wife and his daughter, and we lost a daughter, so we can relate in that. He understands what the average person has to go through every day.
Several people there signed up to volunteer for the campaign, like Michelle Horton from Charlotte.
We had a Democratic convention here for him to return back and keep his people fired up. I think that's awesome. I think that's smart.
The vice president has traveled to North Carolina 6 times this year. The state just barely went for Mr. Obama in 2008. He won by about 14,000 votes. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.